So, former acting chief of staff for President Trump, Mick Mulvaney, was there as acting chief of staff or something for like 15 months. Right? For like 15 months. In fact, Mick Mulvaney's been on this program a number of times, several times. He was in the Oval Office the last time I was there with Donald Trump, in fact. You know, the last time, so it was before Mark Meadows took over, was the last time I was in the Oval Office. Mick Mulvaney was there that day. And he says the FBI has to put up or shut up and quit. And it's not clear the release of the warrant will fulfill that need. Listen.
Unless they had evidence that Trump was directing people to destroy documents, and if he was doing that now, why wasn't he doing that 6 months ago? Look, yes, you are correct. You guys said on your lead-in that Trump has the ability to release the warrant. He could do that. He has the ability to release the receipt of the things that we've taken. He could do that. The FBI could also release the affidavit that they gave to the court in order to obtain the search warrant. And my point, and a lot of other Republicans' point, is that when the FBI has the track record it has, in the recent past about dealing with Republicans, the burden is on them to show that they are absolutely on the up and up, and releasing that affidavit is something they can and should do.
But they haven't. So where's the affidavit? Where's the search warrant? Where's any of it? Mick Mulvaney's right. He added that here's the thing. They claim that there's a mole, right? They claim that there's a spy. And that's why, it's funny because I got Jennifer here, saying that the likelihood that Trump played the FBI has now increased dramatically to 86%. Of course, she's just having fun with it, as we are. But if Trump had any inclination, he probably did, that he was getting played, he played back. Because Mulvaney added that only a very small group of people had been aware of the safe in the basement, the one the FBI cracked on Monday. And rifled through the safe that was apparently empty. Listen.
How close do you think that person in Trump's orbit would have had to be to know these details about where these documents were?
That's a good question. Really close. I didn't even know there was a safe at Mar-a-Lago, and I was the chief of staff for 15 months. So this would be someone who was handling things on day-to-day, who knew where documents were. So that would be somebody very close inside the president. My guess is there's probably 6 or 8 people who had that kind of information. I don't know the people on the inside circle these days, so I can't give any names of folks who come to mind. But your instinct, I think, is a good one, is that if you know where the safe is and you know the documents are in 10 boxes in the basement, you are pretty close to the president.
So close, in fact, you didn't know the safe was empty. Empty! Yeah. Sorry about that. Oh, it'd be a great story, except it's empty! Yeah. Eric Trump revealing that. Yeah. Anyhow, we're going to move on a little bit now to some other stories. And I want to go to bite number 3 here because so much more to cover, but the fact that the safe was empty just amuses me greatly. They have to bust down the guy's doors, rifle through Melania's unspeakables, and get to a safe that's empty. Oh, the integrity, the professionalism of the FBI. Unparalleled. And nice job, Merrick. Nice personality. See you Saturday night at the barbecue? Yeah. Okay. Senator John Kennedy. This is a guy I would drink a beer with. Senator John Kennedy crushes the fallacy of the IRS going after just the fat cats and the big corporations, even the regular folks like you and I alone. You know, the little people aren't going to get bothered by 87,000 new agents of the IRS armed and directed to use lethal force if necessary. Listen to this.
Well, with respect to the IRS, the purpose of the IRS provision and Senator Biden and Senator Manchin's inflation machine bill is to raise money. It's just plain and simple. They're going to unleash the IRS on the American people to raise money. Now, President Biden, of course, says, well, we're only going to unleash the IRS on the wealthy. with respect, if he believes that, he also believes in the Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny, and that Jimmy Hoffa died of natural causes. I just don't believe that.
How do you know? Jimmy Hoffa could have died of natural causes. He could have choked on his steak that day. You don't know. Okay. We're going to jump to bite number six here, because while Joe Biden is on another vacation on a swanky South Carolina island, millions of Americans are struggling to eat these days and pay their bills. Those same Americans are going to be targeted by 87,000 IRS agents are struggling to pay the bills. Bite number six, all right? Bite six, go.
Every day has been just an exorbitant amount of people, so it doesn't even matter if, you know, summertime, fall, whenever.
Sandy Fryer has been working to help those in need for three decades and has never seen a summer like this.
Soups are down. Cereals are down.
Those cheaper foods, canned peas and beans, well, they have those. But meats and other proteins are in demand, not just here, but in food pantries all over the country. According to Feeding America, a nationwide nonprofit that networks across the country to decrease food insecurity, food is one of the items that's worst hit by the highest inflation in four decades. Mix that with high gas prices, rent, and other essentials, there's not a lot of room for people who are just getting by.
Absolutely. Tons more people. And it's all walks of life. It's, you know, people go before they go to work.
They come to the food pantry before they go to work. Feeding America will stay up with them. One more thing before we go. On CNN, the question is if Joe Biden is just too weak mentally and physically to run for president again. What do you mean to run for president again? He was too weak mentally and physically to run for president in the first place. But I digress. Here it is.
The issue is one of vigor. The issue is politics as being perception. And so the open question is he too old to run for a second term? And how much of his victory the first time was about the implicit promise that he was going to be a one-termer who'd going to return the country to normalcy? The problem is we're still a long way from normal.
We're a long way from normal. People like you still babbling on TV, you got that right. Bang, hit it out of the park. Got it, nailed it. Joe Biden's a weakling mentally and physically. Oh, gosh. Stumbling down the beach in South Carolina, hidden from the cameras, of course. Now, I want to talk to you real quickly about your health, because if you're not in a hurry to get to the graveyard, you ought to be in a hurry to get to My Pure Health Solutions and lose weight. If you're heavy and you're tired of feeling heavy, if you want to feel better, if you want to get off some of the meds, go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com, and you can find My Pure Health Solutions. I did it back in 2018. Think about that. Huh? Anyhow, the fact of the matter is it worked well. It's a custom plan just for you. And if you go to GruberHealth.com, you get to see some really cool pictures of me. There is that, right? So don't miss that. GruberHealth.com. They'll make a custom weight loss plan for you anywhere in America. 36 states now, as a result of this program, on My Pure Health Solutions weight loss plan. People losing 20 pounds, 50 pounds. A couple of folks have lost more than 100 pounds by doing this program, as suggested by me. Lower your blood pressure. Get off the meds. Control your diabetes. Live longer. Go to GruberHealth.com and check it out right now. Okay? For me. I need you here tomorrow. I'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com. Promo code Gruber.
Hi, Brad Hoos here. founder of Muskox Men's Outdoor Apparel. Muskox is a Michigan-based brand committed to quality and your love of adventure. We also donate $10 for every $100 purchase towards wildlife conservation. Look good and feel good in our quick dry quarter zip. It's super soft, moisture wicking, and tough enough to keep up with you. Visit GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com. GoMuskox.com for the best in outdoor adventure gear.
Does retirement have to wait until my 70s? Is a great college for our kids?
Out of the question?
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.